Thomas Simpson is one of the organizers of the McKenzie County Ag Fair coming up Friday and Saturday, August the 8th and 9th at the McKenzie Applied Research Association Experimental Farm in Fort Vermilion. He joins us on the line today. Thomas, thank you very much for joining us. How goes final preparation for the Ag Fair?
Yeah, things are starting to wrap up. Did a little walkthrough today and a little bit of organizing, but yeah, things are coming together nicely. We got lots of events planned for the weekend and looking forward to it.
Yeah, there are lots of events. I'm looking at the calendar here. There are lots of events within the event. What are some of the big events that are happening at the fair?
Some of the big things are the kicking it off Friday with the McKenzie Applied Research Association's plot tours, getting all the farmers out and seeing some of the research that the farm is doing. After that, there you get into some kids' activities and other stuff going on at the grounds throughout the day. Saturday, we got the pancake breakfast parade. A big thing is the trade show. Lots of vendors coming out again this year. We've had lots of local support and people coming from out of the county as well, bringing stuff to the trade show. There's the bench show where people bring all the products that they make, their crafts, their pictures, their paintings. There's all kinds of categories in there. It's really cool to see what people are making and building and show it off. A little bit of a competition there. There's kids' activities all through the day. There's clowns, there's fish tank, there's Bushman Challenge, Farmer Challenge, Cowboy Challenge, all the stuff that keeps it fun for everyone. Coming this year, one thing that we've added, maybe not so much agriculture-related, but Dave England is coming from Yellowknife and a couple trick riders to do some backflipping and skidoo and dirt bike tricks. So that's kind of cool.
That sounds like they're really fun. One of the fun events. Is that the biggest event that you're looking forward to within the event, or what are some of the fun events that everybody likes to draw their attention to?
Yeah, that's something that is kind of spectator only, obviously. Not everyone's going to be doing the backflipping, but we always have the Farmer Challenge. It's public entries, right? Like there's the Farmer Challenge, there's the Cowboy Challenge, people on their horses going through obstacles. That's always a fun one.
One thing that I see as far as the events are concerned that may be a lot of fun is the foam party and spray station happening on Friday, as well as the pig races on Saturday. How much fun is that going to be?
Yeah, that's something new, the pig racing. We're looking forward to see how that's going to go. Joe Show is back again, like you mentioned, with the foam party and the kids' games. Coming back this year, confirmed 100%, we're not missing them this time, is the Wild West, Guns of the Wild West show. I believe they're a black powder shooting group. They're dressed up in Pioneer dress, and they do a bit of a shooting mock-up, you might say.
I remember those shows from way back when. Those were a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, they were supposed to be here last year, but then last minute couldn't make it, so that was too unfortunate, but now they're coming, so we're looking forward to that.
And from what I understand here, Thomas, sometimes it feels great to yell the F-word. It's free!
That's right. Yeah, the McKenzie County Ag Fair is open to everyone. It's walk on the ground, and then from there, I think some of the activities, like the entertainment, charge maybe $1. But to get on the ground, come enjoy the day, check out the sights and sounds, that's all free.
How much is everybody expecting a good turnout for this show this year?
I think everybody's really excited. It seems like we've been able to steady grow over the last few years. And there's a lot of people that show up from our area and out of town as well. It's a busy couple days. There's a lot of people there.
It's happening Friday, August the 8th and Saturday, August the 9th at the fairgrounds.
That's right. That's at McKenzie Applied Research Association Farm in Fort, just outside of Fort Vermilion.
How much are you looking forward to it?
Really looking forward to it. It's something that we look forward to every year, and it's a great way to kind of kick off the fall, I guess.
Thomas Simpson is one of the organizers of the McKenzie County Ag Fair coming Friday and Saturday, August the 8th and the 9th at the McKenzie Applied Research Association Experimental Farm just outside of Fort Vermilion. Thomas, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, and check out the website for a full listing of events and the things that are going on through the weekend for the schedule.
You bet, and if I'm not mistaken, that's at McKenzie County Ag Fair.ca.
That's right.